From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, An Ancient Answer to a Timeless Problem, part of a series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 18 and verse 3, Joshua asks the children of Israel a question that seems especially timely for Christians during this final week of the year. How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? Believers may well ask themselves, Am I living in the fullness of all that Christ has purchased for me? Those who are unsaved are faced with the same question. How long are you going to put off coming to Christ as Savior? Joshua counseled his people to draw lots for the remaining portions of the land, and then to survey the land in preparation for possessing it. First of all, Dr. Cairns is seeking to analyze the problem, presenting the reasons why God's people fail to make the progress they should in their Christian lives. Like the children of Israel, many believers have started out well, but they have somehow ceased to go on with God. Among the reasons for this failure may be indolence, procrastination, fear of failure, or just plain unbelief. Another cause for the problem may be found in an attitude of slackness toward vital spiritual exercises, such as Bible study, prayer, and obedience to God's Word. As Dr. Cairns will point out, there are scriptural solutions to these problems. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text comes from Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. When our Lord in mercy passed by and saw us in our blood, he first of all said, Live. And this he did first, because life is one of the absolutely essential things in spiritual matters, and until it be bestowed, we are incapable of partaking in the things of the kingdom. Now the life which grace confers upon the saints at the moment of their quickening is none other than the life of Christ, which, like the sap from the stem, runs into us, the branches, and establishes a living connection between our souls and Jesus. Faith is the grace which perceives this union, having proceeded from it as its first fruit. It is the neck which joins the body of the church to its all-glorious head. O faith, thou bond of union with the Lord, is not this office thine? And thy fit name in the economy of gospel types and symbols apposite, the church's neck, identifying her in will and work, with him ascended? Faith lays hold upon the Lord Jesus with a firm and determined grasp. She knows his excellence and worth, and no temptation can induce her to repose her trust elsewhere. And Christ Jesus is so delighted with this heavenly grace that he never ceases to strengthen and sustain her by the loving embrace and all-sufficient support of his eternal arms. Here, then, is established a living, sensible, and delightful union which casts forth streams of love, confidence, sympathy, complacency, and joy, whereof both the bride and bridegroom love to drink. When the soul can evidently perceive this oneness between itself and Christ, the pulse may be felt as beating for both, and the one blood as flowing through the veins of each. Then is the heart as near heaven as it can be on earth, and is prepared for the enjoyment of the most sublime and spiritual kind of fellowship.
I have been through the valley of weeping, through the valley of sorrow and pain, but the God of
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Israel was undoubtedly the master of the land. But in each individual place where the tribes would go, there were still pockets of resistance. There were enemies to be faced and battles to be fought. And it could well be, when these tribes heard about the Canaanites and their iron chariots and their giant soldiers, fear struck their heart. Fear. Fear of what it would cost. The fear of what it would involve. I have known many Christians who have been afraid to commit themselves 100% to the service of Christ. I have had Christians tell me, I am afraid that God might call me to the mission field, or God might send me there, or get me to do something else. You know, that fear is a debilitating thing. One of England's greatest ever orators and parliamentarians is a man that you may well know by his quotation that all that it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Edmund Burke was the one who said, "No passion so robs the mind of all its powers of acting and reasoning as fear." You see this in God's people. It so debilitates them. Takes away their clear thinking. I mean, why would a Christian fear the will of God? If God calls you to Africa, let me tell you, there is no sacrifice in going to Africa. I have little time for these missionaries and these ministers who come to you to talk about how great a sacrifice they made to do the will of God. That's not the language of Scripture. The Scripture describes God's will in the 12th chapter of Romans as good and acceptable and perfect. It has been my experience that my turmoil has always been to know the will of God. And knowing God's call, knowing God's will, it is the joy of a redeemed heart to do it. Oh, let not fear rob you of knowing and doing God's will. What did Paul say to Timothy? God hath not given us the spirit of fear. But notice the antithesis. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. And you see the implication? The person who is gripped by fear, not to do the will of God and enjoy the fullness of Christ, is first of all a person who is bereft of spiritual power. Second, he's bereft of the sense of God's love. Perfect love casteth out that fear and that dread. And he's bereft of a sound mind. He can't think straight. Fear keeping so many of God's people out of blessing. And of course, that leads you to plain unbelief. Unbelief. It takes many forms. Let me be very straightforward about it. Among God's people, the simplest form of unbelief is not that which comes and says, "Well, I don't believe that promise." No, Christians will not say that. Even when they're full of unbelief, they'll say, "I believe the Bible, I believe the promise, I believe God's word." But it's always for somebody else. Unbelief is that which says, "Well, I mock humility. I am not a great person. I'm not called to be a preacher. I'm not called to stand up in front of people. I am not a spiritual leader in the church. I'm not this, I'm not that. That's all right for a minister, for an evangelist, for an elder, for a deacon, for a missionary, for a Sunday school teacher, for somebody else, but it's not for me. Why not? Has God not redeemed you with the precious blood of Christ? Has He not united you in that mystical union with the Lord Jesus Christ? Has He not imputed the righteousness of His Son to you? Has He not given you the gift of His Holy Spirit? Has He not, by that indwelling Holy Spirit, given you an unction that enables you as a child of God and a priest of God to come to this book and understand it and benefit from it? Has He not made you a steward of the mysteries of the kingdom? Has He not made you a servant of His Son? Has He not given to you the responsibility and the privilege to be a witness for Jesus Christ? I tell you, He has done that in the case of every Christian. Therefore, there is a fullness. When Paul prayed that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God, he was not speaking just of preachers. He was speaking of the people of God in their entirety. Christian, oh, that we would understand this. There is a mighty fullness of Christ, that complete enjoyment of Christ. But yet many of God's people are not living in it. That's the problem. The problem may also be stated in slightly different terms. These people were slack in areas in which they should have been strict. They were slack where they should have been strict. I am tempted to say that very often among God's people, when they begin to lose out spiritually, you find that they are slack where they should be strict, and to make up for it, very often they're strict where they ought to be slack. In other words, they begin to major on minors and overlook the great spiritual realities. When Paul said, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, he was not strictly speaking about Bible study. Now that's included, obviously. The word study, this is just a case where the English language is evolving. The word study, when our Bible was translated, did not have the restrictive meaning only of studying the text of a book. It meant, as the Greek word behind it means, to be diligent. To be diligent. And when Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, he's saying, be diligent to show thyself approved unto God. Now let me say, that is the overarching command for the people of God. This is what we should be strict about. We should be strict in everything that pertains to showing ourselves approved unto God. We should be strict to ensure that we are workmen who need not to be ashamed, who rightly divide the word of truth. And of course, obviously, that brings in the whole area of the study of the Scriptures, the understanding of the Scriptures. Actually, that little part of the verse is very difficult to translate in any language to give the fullness of the meaning, because there are not only words in the Greek text, there is a picture that has given great expositors many, many ideas. But I think basically the idea is that you so have a grasp of the Scripture that you are able to give to every man according to his need. This is the beauty of the Bible. When you get out into that world, you'll meet sinners, you'll meet Christians. You'll meet people who are agnostic, and you'll meet people who are big enough fools to say they're atheists. You'll meet people who are sad and people who are glad. The great thing about the Scripture is that it has the portion that every individual needs. your job and mine as God's people is to so be diligent in the study of God's Word, coming to a grasp of God's Word, that we can rightly divide that Word to the people. Now that's what you ought to be strict about. The tragedy with Christians is that they are slack in areas where they should be strict. I'm not going to take time to go down a list of do's and don'ts. I'll give some. For instance, as an old-time Protestant and Presbyterian, I believe we should be strict in our observance of the Christian Sabbath. And yet there are Christians who treat it like the world treats Saturday. There are Christians, I think of many fundamentalists, and I speak as one who is by conviction a fundamentalist. I believe in standing for the fundamentals of this book, and I believe in standing against apostasy. I don't think we should be on the sidelines. We should be fighting against apostasy. But I think of fundamentalists who would make a big deal about the exact length of your hair. Now, I don't like to see fellows with long hair. There was a few fellows in this church who would be very glad to have any. I don't like to see this long hair. I can never understand why men want to look like women and women want to look like men. And I have a lot of sympathy with the fundamentalists who let the men know that they don't like to see them with long tresses, and the women that they don't like to see them with their hair that's as short as mine. I think there's something sinister about those things. But isn't it strange that you'll get preachers who will major in those things, and they'll preach on them, and yet, as soon as the meeting's over, they'll be off to play golf on Sunday afternoon, they'll be off to watch the ball game. The 58th chapter of Isaiah is one that you should read very carefully. The Lord tells you how He expects you to be strict in the observance, not as a mere legalism, but as an act of worship and offering unto God of the Christian Sabbath.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.